This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Why not this with us? Live in Australia. I mentioned George Orwell. And his real name was Eric Arthur Blair. And he wrote several very interesting books, one of which was titled 1984, the year 1984. He wrote it back in 1949. And it describes a world in which Big Brother is watching all of your moves. That's where Big Brother came from, that term, his book. And it surveillance of everything you do. And he had some very interesting comments, George Orwell did, or Eric Arthur Blair. And one of the things that he said is, quote, if people cannot write well, they cannot think well. And if they cannot think well, others will do their thinking for them. Let me say it again, quote, if people cannot write well, they cannot think well. And if they cannot think well, others will do their thinking for them, end quote. Here's something else he said. He talked about this language called Newspeak, one word, N-E-W-S-P-E-A-K. Quote, Newspeak is the only language in the world whose vocabulary gets smaller every year. End quote. So what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about words where the meaning has changed, like freedom is slavery. Huh. How about that? Let me see if I can find some of his other quotes. But what he said is that
war is
by
peace.
Reducing
ignorance to strength.
Real wars. Right.
War is peace.
Right.
Ignorance to strength. And you know something? In a strange sort of a way, I'm beginning to see the ignorance is strength thing. I can see, not saying that it is true, but I can see how people would think that is true. Because you look at the generally dumb public, and they are as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, you look at them and you go, gosh, how do you even get up in the morning and deal with your daily ablution? How do you even do that? How do you even go to the outhouse at the bottom of the garden? You know, I don't want to get more specific than that. But this is how dumb they are. You know, and I look at them, and these are like, you know, people around me, like, for instance, people, retired naval veterans, you know, farmers that have had ranches for, you know, 30, 40 years, you know, I'm talking. So these are not what you would normally think of as being dumb people. But suddenly, as soon as it is the ABC, you know, this would probably go as much for America as what it would be for Australia. But as soon as it's on the box in the corner, as soon as it's on the radio, as soon as it's on their favorite mainstream YouTube channel, suddenly it's sort of like some switch flicks in their brain and it's like, vaccines are good. People who don't want to get jabbed are violent extremists, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like that they just turn into robots. And it's like, you know, the Apostle John, you know, Saint John of the Apocalypse fame, he said something when he saw all these things that happened. He said he wondered at the beast. He wondered at the beast. And I'm wondering at the beast. I'm looking at it and I'm going, wow, this is absolutely remarkable that people are just falling into line. And there's another movie which really hits the nail on the head, but it's fairly brutal. It's, I mean, 1984 is brutal. Animal Farm is brutal. But this movie is really, really seriously brutal. But it tells the truth. And it's out there. It's on YouTube. If anyone wants to look it up, they can. And it was put together by a guy called Roger Waters, and this movie is called The Wall. Okay? And it is a masterful work of animation. But it's totally brutal. Totally no holds barred. And it's absolutely how the world is. You know? Everybody just falls into line like hammers marching to their own destruction. That's how it is, you know, and anyone who doesn't want to go along with it, even no matter how peaceful they are, suddenly they're the enemy. They're the ones building gallows in front of the state parliament, you know, and it's probably the Victoria Police anyway. Because the whole lead up to this was just as fake as a $3 bill. You know, suddenly the Victoria Police are being nice to the protesters after months of going around to pregnant women's houses and arresting them because they posted something on Facebook and body slamming a guy into a concrete block at the busiest railway station when he's just standing there in the middle of the railway pavilion, and the Victoria Police member just comes up and just randomly, you know, pole axes him into the concrete. After 18 months of this sort of stuff, and suddenly they're the good guys? You've got to be kidding me. You know? And then just after they stop leaving the protesters alone, like a matter of days after they stop leaving the protesters alone, somebody overnight constructs a set of gallows in front of the state parliament, and then suddenly, you know, ABC is on the ball and will not shut up about it. This is as fake as a $3 bill. This is a false flag. This is faker than January the 6th. This is faker than the Reichstag burning. This is a total set up. And it's designed to discredit anyone who will not fall into line and roll up their sleeves and take some deadly, God only knows what, inoculation in their arm that is almost for sure, according to all the scientific research out there, going to kill them in a time period between immediately and 3 to 5 years. Within 3 to 5 years, they've done the animal studies. All the ferrets died. All the guinea pigs died. And 99.9% of the rats died. Rats are a bit tougher than ferrets and guinea pigs, you know. And it's like, my gosh, if you can't see this, we are being marched into a genocide. And the only way out, if you go, I believe the protests are necessary, by the way, to express discontent and disagreement with what's going on, okay? But if you attend one, you'd better be prepared to be arrested and disappeared, because that's probably what's going to happen, because they got facial recognition cameras. They got gigapixel cameras. Oh, yeah, the other thing is, do you know how many security cameras are around outside your average state parliament building? And somehow nobody managed to see the footage of who built this gallows. You know, no number plates were recorded of any, you know, one-ton builder's trucks. You know, two-ton builder's trucks. They would have had to have, they would have had to have circular saws and drills and nail guns, air compressors, and all the rest of it. None of that stuff's easy to transport around. They would have had to have some fairly significant construction equipment to build a structure like that. And somehow no number plates were recorded. No faces were seen. The Victoria Police has not gone out and arrested anyone, which means they're either frightened for their own necks, which I seriously doubt, given their behaviour recently, you know, given the fact that on the turn of a dime, they can snap their fingers and 3,000 black police cars, SWAT team vehicles show up, you know, with guys in black riot gear. You can't tell me that they're frightened of a bunch of guys, you know, and high-vis death. This is ridiculous. And somehow no arrests were made. That is the biggest indicator of all, that this is a false flag, that this is actually the Victoria Police that built these gallows. That and the fact that suddenly, you know, that the 5 days before all of this, suddenly they're being nice to everyone. Suddenly they're not bashing anyone else. Suddenly they're the good guys. You're right, whatever, as we would say in Australia, you know. And just, I'm always speechless. How anyone could be sucked in by this trollop, this travesty. And you're absolutely right. People don't know how to write anymore, and because they don't know how to write, they don't know how to think. Okay, I've been writing fiction since I was in school. I used to enjoy it when we got set essays, either fiction or non-fiction essays to write in school. I used to absolutely love it, and you know, people have said I'm a good writer. I just write because it's something that I just do, you know. And sometimes I just sit down at my computer and I open up the word processor, or if I don't have my computer and I'm desperate, sometimes I'll just get out a pen and a piece of paper and just write, just to get what's on the inside of me, out of me, onto somewhere where I can sit and read it and just externalize it and just process it. And you're absolutely right, Vincent. I think that people can't do that anymore. They struggle to come up with a 150-word post.
Struggle.
They can't do it.
Struggle is right.
To write 150 words.
I've got some comments when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs was live in Australia. Class, back in the 1990s. We're talking 30 years ago. I was a computer consultant. I've mentioned this several times, but I don't think I really told this story very often. So, one of the school districts that I was a consultant for decided they wanted to have some remediation software because the students, they needed, some were falling behind. And some of that was because of the homes that these young elementary students where they lived. Some of the parents weren't as concerned about education as other parents. Some wanted their children to do the homework. Some said, who cares? And so the students were at different levels. And to even that all up, some computers were bought, about 28 of them. And these happened to be Tandy brand computers, you know, Radio Shack. And the software that was running on them was created by a company called Computer Curriculum Corporation. The name of the software was Success Maker. So, like Microsoft creates Windows, this company, Computer Curriculum Corporation, created Success Maker. And what this was individual learning and remediation. So a student would sit down and a student, let's say fourth grade, the student didn't realize that they were being tested, you know, for the first week to figure out where they were educationally. And then the software would take over the training of that student. So the student would click the mouse, press 1, press 2, press 3, press letters A through Z, etc. And that became such a big hit, the students loved it. They loved going to what they call the CCC lab, Computer Curriculum Corporation lab, because that's what the teachers called it. Well, what we did was we handed off education to a bunch of guys and gals in California to write the educational items that the students would learn. We took that away from the teachers. We took that away from the counties. We took that away from the state. And it's being taught by a bunch of companies in Silicon Valley, for example. Is that what you want? And I railed against it. Even as a guy making computers, I had a problem with taking the teachers out of the classroom or relegating the teachers to become study hall monitors or people who would just prevent fights in classrooms. And that's what teachers became, because the students would come in, sit down at the computer, click the keys, press the mouse, and that was what classes became, rather than the teacher relaying experience and interacting with the students. The students interacted with the blue screen. And here we are today, 30 days later. How well did it work? How well did it work? Not so well, right? Because if you look at children's penmanship today, it is, generally speaking, atrocious. Even they can't read their own writing. And I believe, this is just my belief, that the more ways that you put things through the mind, the better you understand them, the greater your vocabulary, the more they stick in your mind. So the book that I have written that I have not published, I'm still writing it, is longhand. It's spiral-bound notebooks, a bunch of them. And that is the book. Now, I'm going to have to type it. But the thoughts and the main points are all longhand. And I can flesh them out. And for me, you know, I draw diagrams, I draw pictures. If I'm going to do plumbing, heating, electrical, if I want to build a bench, you know, a workbench, I draw a picture of it. So that I know before I start cutting wood and hammering and making mistakes, I know that it's all going to work on paper first. Is that what we're teaching children today? Are we teaching them how to do it without making as many mistakes? Or we just say, just hit the backspace. Or click cancel. And let's start over. Okay? I use erasers and I use pencils. That's what I do. And here is a quote from George Orwell. Quote, "We know that no one ever seizes power with the intention of relinquishing it." End quote. Repeat. "We know that no one ever seizes power with the intention of relinquishing it." End quote. And our stooge is Joe. Your stooge is Dan.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A whistleblower's email shows Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress as the Department of Justice is investigating parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. House Education and Labor Committee member Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News.
Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath before Congress.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children.
A California couple was sentenced to prison in absentia for stealing more than $20 million in COVID-19 relief funds. 43-year-old Richard Evazian and 37-year-old Marietta Tarabalian are currently on the run. The FBI is offering a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to their arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A whistleblower on Tuesday released an email from the Justice Department showing they were directing federal officials to investigate parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News is on the House Education and Labor Committee.
They should be very, very afraid. This brings us back to the days of, you know, Hoover and McCarthyism, that labeling, essentially labeling good, honest American citizens are now being vilified and basically tracked by our own Department of Justice. And this brings that really to a point that Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox on the same committee.
Well, we know that the whole campaign was a lie. We know that they have continued to lie. They say that the bankrupt the country better isn't going to cost anything. And so this group of people believes that they can fool the American people, all the time. But that is just not true. I think it is vital that Attorney General Garland come back and answer more questions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and you know, you just heard the news that Attorney General Garland lied to Congress. Now, what he did, according to what's been reported, is he is indicating that the FBI is not targeting people who he's ordered to target for opposing these weird, sick things that are happening in the school systems of the United States. Like, you know, parents being upset about critical race theory and teaching and having the schools teach their children that they can be a homo today and they can be straight tomorrow and they go back to being a homo on Thursday. Parents are frosted. And so what the federal government is doing is telling the FBI, the Attorney General is telling the FBI to target these people. And so the Attorney General goes to before Congress and lies about it. Now, what should the penalty be when someone lies to Congress and lies to the American people? What should the penalty be? Keel-hauling? Testing out that gallow, maybe borrowing that gallow that is in Victoria, just for the weekend. I'm not suggesting violence, but what I am saying is it seems that there's no penalty for creating crimes and committing crimes. Lying to Congress, lying to the people, arresting people falsely, planting evidence. How about this mayor in Maryland who sends out nude pictures of his former girlfriend because he's mad at her? It's unbelievable. By the way, if you let somebody take pictures of you nude, you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind. Unless, of course, you do it for a living. Then you've lost your mind. Same thing, right? Gwyneth, you mentioned a fake is a $3 bill. I have a $3 bill. I literally do. It's green. It looks just like, a Federal Reserve accounting unit dollars. It looks just like those. Frauds, F-R-A-U-D-S, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars. Looks just like those, except it has the number 3 in each corner. And it is a $3 bill, and the picture of Bill Clinton is the president on the, on the $3 bill. And I know, I don't have it in front of me, but I know what the serial number of that $3 bill is. It's O-O- I C U 812. I C U 812. That is the serial number of the $3 bill.
That's completely hilarious.
Yeah, you can find it on the internet.
Really got a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, it's old. I mean, he was selected in 92, right?
Yeah.
So, Gwyneth, did you have any comments about what I said about writing and running through your mind, by pencil and paper when you're learning early words and how to use words and what words mean versus just keyboarding?
Yeah, I think that, I think that you're absolutely right about the standard of handwriting has just gone down the tubes. I mean, I don't have the neatest handwriting, but my handwriting's legible. Looking at my son's handwriting, it looks like a spider crawled across the page, and I tell him that. I say, listen, you've got to focus on the neatness of your handwriting. His response is like, well, it doesn't matter, I just about type everything anyway. And I go, but what you don't understand, there's a whole area of psychological analysis, which is handwriting analysis. And you can tell somebody's personality what their personality's like from their handwriting. And if you look back at people's handwriting 150 or 200 years ago, it was absolutely immaculate. Everybody's handwriting was absolutely immaculate. And if anybody had the handwriting that is normal today among most people, okay, then they would be considered to be an absolute imbecile. They would be considered to be mentally handicapped 150 or 200 years ago. Because everybody had like just about copperplate handwriting. And this is very, very easy to prove. Just go and look at some old documents online, or go down to your local library, state library, and go and look at some public records because the clerks did all their public records by hand with a quill pen and a bottle of ink, an inkwell. And when I was going to school, when I was a child going to school in the 1980s, all of the desks, all of the school desks still had a little runnel across the top for laying your pens on, and they had an inkwell on the right-hand side. And I remember those school desks, you know, and this was when I was going to school in the 1980s, going to primary school. In New Zealand, in Australia, they call them primary schools. In America, what you would call elementary schools. They were still using the same desks that they'd been using 30 years before. When Archie was going to school during the 1940s, when he was in primary school, they were still using quills. They were still using quill pens. And they had a knife, and each child would have a knife, and they'd have to trim their quill pen. I'm not even kidding. You know, maybe it's because the war was on, and they weren't able to manufacture proper fountain pens. But Archie said that he remembered writing with a quill pen when he was in primary school. You know, and he wasn't very good at writing, and mostly he couldn't write or read at all until he was, 15. And then he taught himself how to read and write from Superman comics. That was what he did. But he had the quill pen, and he had the bottle of ink, and he used to, you know, do stupid cartoons, doodles. With his, you know, he couldn't understand it because English was not his first language. He was a Highlander, and he never spoke a word of English until he was 4 years old. He spoke Scottish Gaelic, and then he was 5 years old after just 1 year of learning English, being put into school, and he couldn't even count. He couldn't understand the English concept of counting because Gaelic has base 20 for its number system. So, and where that comes from is you get up to 10 and then you keep going up to 20 and then you start on your next cycle of numbers. That's how you count in Gaelic. They don't have a base 10 number system, and he couldn't get his mind around a base 10 number system, which meant that the whole rest of mathematics was out the window because he couldn't count to He couldn't count to 20 in English. He could only count to 20 in Gaelic, which just makes perfect sense if Gaelic's your first language, you know, Scottish Gaelic. And, yeah, but this is it. Gaelic's a fantastic language. It's a lot more complicated than English. And if you want to have an intellectual challenge, you go and learn Scottish Gaelic, and your English linguistic skills will go through the roof. Because, you know, but anyway, I know how to speak Scottish Gaelic. I learned how to speak Gaelic when I was with Archie. He wasn't very good at speaking Gaelic by the time I met him, but he still knew a little bit. And so it kept us entertained having, you know, trying to, you know, him correcting me on certain points that he remembered randomly. This is it. Language and mathematics is absolutely vital to comprehension skills and being able to figure things out. And the other thing that I would say is vital is learning to play chess. If you are going to be an educated person and you're going to be trained to figure things out, the best way that you can do that, the best thing, if you want your children to have analytical skills, the best thing that you can do is teach them mathematics, proper handwriting, and, creative writing skills and how to write an essay, but also how to play chess. Because when you learn how to play chess, you learn to think two or three or four or five steps ahead. And you learn to learn to put yourself in the other guy's shoes and to think what you would do if you were him. That's why every member of the royal family for 1,000 years, they all learned how to play chess when they were little kids. And I taught my sons how to play chess. I learned how to play chess. I think I might have taught myself how to play chess. Or actually, I think it was my brother-in-law that taught me how to play chess. And he was a senior computer scientist who worked on big banking systems, and he used to play chess in his spare time. And I think that he might have taught me how to play chess.
Gwyneth, we have two callers, Robert and Kathy, on hold. And just very quickly, class, if you type in Bill Clinton, $3 bill, look at images, you will see the one I'm talking about. And the serial number is OOICU812. Robert in Kansas, welcome. I just want to let you know I talked with our daughter, and she is seeing a guy, so she's going to be loyal to that guy. Otherwise, you guys would be talking. But welcome, Robert.
All right. Well, thank you. Good morning, Benson, and you got my number, so good deal there. Gwyneth, I'd almost fly to Australia to play a game of chess with you. I think that would be just amazing. I wanted to comment on your Orwell talk, Benson, and what you were saying. And I hate to get religious on you, Vince, right off the bat, but what Orwell knew is that Satan seeks inversion. And that's the goal that these people are accomplishing, is they have to demonize the truth to invert reality.
Okay. All right. Robert, thanks so much. We've got...
Yeah, and the catch-all is hate, Vince, and they call everything hate, sexist, yep. Racist, homophobic, all that. Yep. Yeah. All right, Vince, bye. Yep.
Hey, thank you. And Kathy, you're up next.
Reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs, and if you want to find out more about her, just type in Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S, and you'll find her on Amazon, and if you'd like to buy one of her books, she's written three books on pirates, her novels, and you will see that she is an extraordinarily gifted writer. Kathy in Ohio, welcome.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Gwyneth.
Hey.
How are you?
Very well, and you?
Thank you. I wanted to make a comment about what you were saying about writing and school. I was born in 1957, so by the time I got to first grade, you know, it was early 60s. And I remember we had nuns. I went to a Catholic grade school, and you could not turn a paper in with a mistake on it. They would put a big red mark on it, and you'd have to rewrite the whole thing, whether it was a math paper, English, spelling, I mean, you know. And then when you got to cursive, we used to have the little lines that you had to make the capital letter bigger, and it had like a little line in the middle. And if that was not neat, you had to write that over again. And at the time, I didn't like it, but it taught me to review my work. And it taught me to make sure that everything was correct before I turned it in and to correct misspellings. And they also taught us to learn to love to read. And my mom was a big promoter of that. And I think that's probably missing in schools right now. So that was my, I thought about what you said.
I had a big advantage in school. At the time, I didn't see it as much of an advantage. I hated it. But I was bullied all the way through primary school and all the way through high school. I was bullied mercilessly. I was at the bottom of the peck order of the whole school. And that did two things, okay? Or three things. For one thing, it hardened me. For another thing, it put a deep well of compassion on the inside of me. And the third thing that it did was it drove me to the school library, and I read every opportunity. And the librarian, I think she could see what was going on, and she allowed me to sit in the library and read when other children were not allowed in the library. I think that she kind of felt sorry for me. but I was the sort of kid who, if the library was not open, I would sit outside the library all lunch hour waiting for that door to open. And like I said, sometimes the school librarian would actually just let me in, even if the library was not supposed to be open. And so I was reading by the time I was 14 years old, I was reading Clan of the Cave Bear. That's a pretty advanced book. And then I finished Clan of the Cave Bear by Jean Orr, and I got started on The Mammoth Hunters. and then I finished, these are like, I don't know, 500-600 page books. These are like 2-inch thick books. And then the Valley of Horses. And within 6 months, I have read all three. At the time, there were only three of Jean Orr's books published. I read all three of them within a matter of a few months, you know, maybe one or two school terms. And that was a monumental feat, and I absolutely loved it. And it was something that it taught me how to read, it taught me how to think, and it taught me how to write, and it put me into an imaginative space where I could imagine myself living in a Stone Age world. And I was able to, because this happens when you have an excellent work of fiction, you can put yourself in Ayla's shoes or moccasins. And you can, I kind of related to Ayla because she was an outcast as well. And anyone who has read Clan of the Cave Bear knows what I'm talking about. It's a really, really excellent, excellent series of books, the Earth Children books. But I went on to read Robert Louis Stevenson, Daniel Defoe, and my first novel that I ever read was The Hound of the Baskervilles by Arthur Conan Doyle, and I read that when I was 9 years old. So you're absolutely
It looks like class is ending in about 40 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it went pretty fast. And we didn't talk about the SAS manual. Class, you may want to get, Gwyneth has a recommendation to get the SAS survival manual. Kathy, I didn't know you went to parochial school. That explains a lot. You know, I think one thing that is a common thread among USA Prepares instructors, even those of us who haven't met each other, is that we all like and love reading.
Yep. Yep.
Kathy, thanks so much. I'll see you next Thursday. Gwyneth, thank you so much. See you next Wednesday.
Full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.